The 2017 Teaching Series in the USA. The Intermediate State of Living and Dying. Speaker Kenpo Tsultrim Lodro. For more lectures, please visit our official website www.luminouswisdom.org.
我们今天的课就是关于生命、死亡和终因啊这方面的。
So tonight's teaching is about life, death, and the intermediate state.
这个课的内容从佛教的角度来讲，就是一个非常基本的知识。
The contents of this evening's teaching from a Buddhist perspective constitutes fundamental knowledge.
但是呢，我们也许我们对有些人来说，这个话题呢，可能是比较难以理解的一个话题，也就是说不太能够懂得这样子的话题。
Even though it is basic knowledge from a Buddhist point of view, the topic may be one that is somewhat difficult for many people to get a grasp of.
然后呢，我们今天的这个听众里面呢，可能有这个没有信仰的，或者是除了佛教以外的其他信仰的人，可能也许有。
It's possible in the audience tonight that there are people who are not Buddhists and or people people without religious faith or people with faith in other religious traditions.
但是也没关系的，我只是把佛教的一些观点给大家描述一下，然后呢，接受不接受都没问题的，自己可以思考，自己可以参考。
But that doesn't matter at all. All I'm going to do this evening is describe the Buddhist perspective. And as to whether or not you accept this perspective, it's up to you. You can listen to what I say and contemplate it, think about it yourselves.
首先，什么叫做生命？大家知道吗？
So, first of all, life.What does this mean? Does everyone know what this means?
有人回答。
Is anyone prepared to answer? What does life mean?
生命啊，我们都有生命啊，但是呢，我们大家都不知道它是什么。
So all of us have a life, all of us are life, but no one really knows what this means.
然后呢，我们也认为这个植物、这朵花，它也有生命，但是呢，它的生命到底是什么，也就可能有不同的解释。
And we regard these plants and flowers as also having lives, although as to the nature of their life, we might have a different kind of explanation.
我们大家都知道，生命就是让人或者是让植物积蓄能够生存下去的一个这样子的能力这个我们大家都知道。但是这个能力来自于什么？这个我们不是很清楚。
So all of us know that life is that capacity that enables humans and plants to continue to survive. However, as to where this capacity comes from, this is something that we have not so much idea.
我们的身体有很多很多的细胞，这个细胞都是活的。那么，如果说我们每一个细胞都有一条生命，这样子的话，那我们一个人有那么多条生命，不太可能。
So in the human body, there are a vast number of cells, and all of our cells are alive. If each of our cells had a life of its own, however, then we would be made up of a great number of different lives, but this is not a ready possibility.
那生命是不是我们的呼吸呢？也不是。呼吸我们人死了以后呢，人啊，这个机械，医疗机械可以让人继续呼吸。
So if it's not cells that give us or that constitute our life, then is it our breath? Well, no, it's not our breath because if we think about it, a respiratory machine can assist us to breathe if we're not able to do it ourselves.
那么生命是不是我们的心脏的跳动呢？也不是。医疗机械人死了以后呢，也可以让我们的心脏继续跳动。
Is it perhaps then our heartbeat? No, it's not our hearts either, because after one has died, it's also possible to keep the heart in a beating state.
然后人就是进入了这个昏迷的状态，这样子的时候，假使一个人就是两天一周之内进入了这个昏迷的状态，但是他可以呼吸。他的身体不会腐烂，那么这个力量跟我们的生命有关系。就是说我们的比如说人进入了昏迷的状态比如说假设一个星期他就在这个停止在昏迷的状态当中但是呢他可以照样的可以呼吸，他的血液在循环，他的这个心脏都在跳动。然后呢这个他的身体也不会腐烂那么这个跟我们的生命有关系。
So the fact that a person can enter into a state of coma or drowsiness for a period of 1 to 2 weeks, but for that period of time will still be able to breathe, their heart will still be able to function, their body will not start to decay. All of this is connected to our life.
然后呢，这个生命呢，它到底是一个什么样的东西呢？我们今天用这个佛教的观点给大家介绍一下我们人的生命是什么。
So as to what our life actually is tonight, I would like to introduce a Buddhist perspective on this question.
首先我们人的意识从这个表面上看物质和精神就是两个东西。但是呢这个精神的这个层面上有很多都是我们不是很了解的。
Looking at the nature of mind, well, on the surface, it appears that our material body and our minds are separate things. However, as to the nature of the mind, there are many things about it that we don't understand.
然后佛教把这个人的意识这一部分精神这一部分分析得非常清楚。
The mind, however, is something that Buddhism or the Buddhist teachings have analyzed extremely clearly.
然后我们讲这个意识的时候，这个精神的时候，或者是说这个行这样子的时候呢，大家第一个不要以为是指的是大脑，第二个不要以为指的是心脏。
So when we talk about the mind or we talk about consciousness, please everyone remember that we're not talking about the organ of the brain or the organ of the heart. We're intending to mean the mind or consciousness.
那么它到底指什么呢？就是我们的意识。
So, we refer to the mind also by the name of consciousness.
然后除了意识以外，我们的视觉、听觉、嗅觉、味觉、触觉，五种感官都 通过五种感官所获得的五种直觉感受也属于这个精神。
And in addition to this, our five sensory faculties and their perceptions also belong to this concept of consciousness.
然后还有一个还有这个五个我们的五种感官的五个直觉，然后再加上这个意识一共是六个。
So if we combine our five sensory faculties and our mental consciousness together, then we have in total six consciousnesses.
比如说我们的耳朵听见某一种声音的时候，实际上呢，什么叫做听见呢？实际上这是我们的一种感受。
So when we talk about our ears hearing something, what we are actually referring to is just a perception or a feeling.
这个感受是一定要靠我们的耳朵，没有耳朵就是没有办法产生，所以叫做耳识。
Because that sound depends on our ears. That is to say, if we didn't have ears, then we wouldn't be able to perceive sound. For this reason, we refer to our hearing sense as our ear sense.
那么除了这六个以外，还有一个叫做我执它是一个比较特别的。我们随时随地都有一个，我们做任何事情都离不开一个我字。比如说我要学习我要工作我要怎么怎么样这随时随地都有一个我字在我们的心里，这个是一直永远都是离不开的。
And then in addition to these six levels of consciousness, we also have what is referred to as a defiled mental consciousness. And this refers to the sense of self or ego, which is constantly present regardless of what activity we undertake. We have a concept of I, me who is studying, me who is working. This is something that is inseparable from everything that we do.
这是这个精神的层面当中的这个第七个。
So in this is the seventh level of consciousness.
精神分了八个层次当中的第七个。
So of the eight levels that we divide the consciousness into, this is the seventh level.
然后最后一个最后一个是我们平时都感觉不到的，但是呢，它才是真正的我们的所有的眼耳鼻舌，还有我们意识，还有这个我执，所有的精神的最基础的东西。
And then in addition to these, there is an eighth level of consciousness. And even though we don't perceive this level, in actual fact, it is the foundation for the five sensory consciousnesses, our mental consciousness, the defiled mental consciousness.
这个基础的最基础的这个意识呢，它永远都是存在的。我们从我们单身到这个死亡的时候，它也是存在的，一直都不会剪断。
This foundation level consciousness, which is also referred to as the all ground consciousness, is always in existence. From the moment that we come into being, it is always there. It never ceases to exist.
那么我们刚才讲了。这个人就是精神和这个物质，除了这两个以外没有。那么这两个当中精神是我们的生命，还是物质是我们的生命呢？
So we mentioned just before that humans are made up of a material component and a mind component. So this consciousness that we have been speaking of, does it belong to our material component or our mind component?
物质 啊，我们的身体有那么多的细胞，每一个细胞都有它自己的生命，但是它自己的这个生命还不是我们人的生命。
So, in terms of our physical bodies, each cell in our physical bodies is alive, but its life form is not the type that we usually or that we identify as life in the sense that we are intending it.
那眼耳鼻舌身，比如说我们的视觉啊、听觉、触觉，那这些是不是我们的生命呢？不是啊，这个比如说我们进入这个昏迷的状态的时候呢，他们都不在啊，但是生命还在，人是活的，所以他们都不是我们的生命。
Well, how about our sensory faculties, our sense of sight and smell, and our tactile sense, hearing, etc.? Are these what our life is? Does our life reside here?Well, no, because as we saw, when one is in a state of coma or is not conscious, is unconscious, these senses depart us, and yet we are still alive. So we can see that this is not our life either.
然后意识就是我们去思维、思考的这个这个有这个能力的这个精神。那么这个也不是我们的生命，因为这个我们比如说。进入了深度的这个昏迷的时候呢，他也不在。这个时候我们不会去思考，不会去判断，但是生命还在，所以就证明他也不是我们的生命。
How about our mental consciousness then? Is this where our life resides? Again, no, because when we are in a state of deep unconsciousness, we're not able to think, we're not able to analyze, and yet we are still alive. So again, we can see that this is not where our life resides.
然后这个第七个，我们的我执啊，这个我执，这个执着，那它也不是，为什么呢？因为比如说我们有一天证悟了。我们有一天我们获得了一个超凡的智慧，也就是说我们证悟了空心啊，那个时候这个我执不存在了啊，消除了，断掉了，但是呢那个时候生命还在，人还是活的，所以这个我执也不是我们的生命。
How about then the seventh level of consciousness, the defiled mental consciousness that clings to a sense of ego? Is this where our life resides? Again, the answer is no, because when we achieve enlightenment, that is, we gain transcendental wisdom or realize emptiness, then this defiled mental consciousness is eliminated. It ceases to exist. And yet, our life is still there. The human is still there. So again, we can see this is not where our life resides.
那么这些都不是我们的生命啊。那么在肉体上面、精神里面啊，都没有找到一个生命。那么最后呢，就是我们刚才讲的。啊，精神的这个八个层次里面的最后一个啊，最最最基础的、最细微的、最基本的啊，这个精神的层面，这个就是我们的生命。
So if we have now we've been unable to locate our life in our physical bodies, and we've been unable to locate our life as residing in the first seven levels of consciousness. So what is left is the eighth level, that layer of our consciousness that is the deepest, the most subtle, and the most fundamental. This is where our life resides.
那么它叫什么名字呢？在佛教里面佛教里面梵文里面就叫做阿赖耶。
And the name, the technical name for this eighth level of consciousness is the Alaya consciousness, otherwise referred to again as the all ground consciousness.
为什么说它是生命呢？因为如果它在， 那么我们的啊这个其他都不在也没问题，只要他在啊，然后人是活的，人会有血液的循环，然后人就会有这个呼吸啊，然后人是活的。
So why do we say that this is where our life resides or what our life is? The reason is because just having this layer or level of consciousness present is sufficient to sustain life. With the existence of the eighth level of consciousness, our blood will circulate, we'll be able to breathe, our life is possible.
这个叫做生命啊，同时也叫做寿命啊，人的寿命。比如说，一个人活到80岁啊，活到100岁，那么寿命啊也是他，生命也是他啊。因为这个判断一个人是活的还是死的，就是有没有生命来这个判断。那么生命最终。指的就是这个阿赖耶识。
So this all ground consciousness is both our life and as well as our lifespan. So when we evaluate whether a person is alive or dead, it hinges on this aspect, the eighth level of consciousness.
好，接下来啊，我们简单的介绍了这个寿命以后呢，接下来我们再啊给大家介绍一下这个什么是死亡。
So after having explained what it is that we mean by life, we'll move on to what it is that we mean by death.
我们啊对这个死亡的态度啊，我们现在就是有两个极端的态度。
In respect of death, we presently tend to have two extreme views or stances.
有一个啊是特别的害怕啊，特别的恐惧，然后这个死亡这两个字不想听啊，连听都不想听，提都不敢提啊，特别特别的这个恐惧，连这两个字啊，这两个字。啊，都不愿意啊，这个讲啊，然后呢，跟自己有关系的这个数字里面啊，最好就是没有这两个字啊，就是这样子。
So the first of these views or attitudes is one of extreme fear and terror. That is, we don't even want to hear the word death mentioned. We don't even want to utter it. And we try as far as possible in various numbers in our life, such as car number plates and other things, not to let the number 4 appear because it is a homophone for the Chinese word death.
然后第二种这个态度呢，比如说就是完全是无所谓啊，完全是无所谓啊，无所畏惧，一点都不害怕，无所谓，根本就不管啊，死了就死了，死了以后是什么样子，需不需要做一点准备啊，这都是根本去不想理他啊，也这是一个另外一个极端。
And the other extreme view is one of not caring in the slightest, having no fear whatsoever, no concern, just thinking, oh well, if I die, I die, and not giving a second thought to whether or not it's necessary to make any preparation.
这两个嘛，是为什么这样子呢？就是因为他们都这两个观点啊，这两个态度都是来自于不太了解死亡的真相。
So these two attitudes actually come from a place of not having a good understanding of death.
那我们啊，应该怎么样了解这个死亡？死亡到底是什么？死亡到底发生了什么？我们的生命当中到底发生了什么？
So as for death, how to understand it? What is it? What happens when we die? What happens to our life when we die?
首先啊，我们很多人觉得死亡啊，就是死亡，就是等于是一个人的一切都结束了啊，一个人的生命啊，一个人的一切就结束了，从此以后这个人不存在了啊，这个人就以任何形式他都是不存在的啊，这是一个观点。
Firstly, many people are of the view that when death takes place, a person, everything, the totality of a person comes to a complete end, such that they will never exist again in any form whatsoever.
然后也有其他的各种各样的这个观点啊，我现在就是给大家介绍一下佛教这个对这个死亡的解释。
Of course, there are other viewpoints, and what I'd like to do now is introduce to you a Buddhist explanation of what death is.
首先，啊，佛教认为死亡啊不等于一个人的啊一切都结束了。
So first of all, Buddhist doesn't consider that death represents the complete finish or extinguishment of everything.
然后佛教说死亡就是另外一个生命的旅程的开始。
But rather considers death to be the beginning of a new journey.
为什么这么说呢？因为刚才我们已经了解了什么是生命，生命就是我们的最基本的啊，这个阿赖耶识。
And what's the reason for this? Well, as we just saw, what we consider life to be is, or where we consider life to reside, is our eighth level of consciousness, the all-ground consciousness.
它不会停止，它不会剪断，它不会毁灭。
This is not something that will cease, that will stop, that will ever be extinguished.
大家知道，这个物质啊，是以分子和原子、电子组成的一个这样子的东西，我们看到的物质。
So everyone, this object that I'm holding in my hand, everyone knows is made up of atoms and molecules and electrons.
然后物理学啊，应该大家都知道有一个定律，就是物质不灭，或者是能量守恒。
Everyone is probably familiar in physics with the concept or the law of indestructibility of matter, as well as the law of conservation of energy.
什么是物质不灭？那比如说我们现在啊，这看到的这个物质，它的心识啊会变化啊，会变，会毁灭，可以毁灭。但是呢，构成这个东西的原子啊是不会毁灭，是不会剪断的啊。它的这种啊，这种心识、这种心状、这种外表外心啊，会毁灭的啊，会消失的。但是构成它的啊，这个原子是不会毁灭的。
So if we consider what the meaning of the indestructibility of matter, we can take this object and see that although its form might change, its external form might be subject to destruction, the atoms by which it is comprised, they will never cease to exist and they will never be destroyed. So even though the external form may cease to be, it may disappear, the atoms out of which it is made will always continue to exist.
比如说，现在构成这个东西的这个原子， 它就构成了一个什么，就是佛教的一个佣品啊，就构成了一个佛教的佣品。那么这个啊，外表新装没有了以后呢，这个原子它可以重新啊变成另外一个物质，有可能是啊一个餐具啊，有可能是另外一个汽车上的一个零件啊，或者是就另外一个东西等等啊，以这样子的东西的形式会出现在我们的眼前。
So we can see here that the atoms in this case are forming or they are constituting a Buddhist implement. However, once this external form ceases to be, it is possible that these atoms will take a different material form, such as they might become a piece of cutlery, or they might turn into a part of an automobile, and in this way manifest in a different form in front of our eyes.
这个外形啊有变化啊，停滞了，结束了，但是它的构成，它的组成这个东西的原子没有结束，没有停滞，没有毁灭，它还在。
So even though the external form may change, may cease to be, may be destructed, the material, the atoms by which it is, out of which it is made, will not cease to be. They will never finish or be destroyed.
尤其是啊，植物，比如说这朵花老了以后，腐烂了以后啊，我们看不见了，没有了，没有了以后呢，我们以为这个花就结束了，不存在了。
We can see this particularly clearly with the example of plants. So this flower here, once it becomes old, it decomposes and we regard it to have ceased to be.
但是它的这朵花的啊，构成这朵花的原子啊，它没有毁灭啊，它一定会以另外一个形式会出现在我们的眼前。
But the atoms that make up this flower have not ceased to be, and indeed will assume another form and appear before our eyes.
这就是物质不灭。
So that's what we mean by the indestructibility of matter.
然后我们的精神啊，完全是一个道理。
And our mind follows exactly the same principle.Or embodies exactly the same principle.
然后我们的眼啊，比如说眼睛的视觉、听觉，然后我们的意识判断的这个意识，啊，这些都是精神的啊这个外表。
Our sense of sight, our sense of hearing, our mental consciousness, these are all external or surface layers of our mind.
然后最最最构成他们的就像原子这样子的东西是什么，就是我们刚才讲的这个阿赖耶识啊，我们的听觉，我们的视觉都是这个阿赖耶识组成的，所以他们的本质是这个阿赖耶识。
But in respect of our sense of our sense faculties, our sense of sight, our sense of hearing, etc. Our all-ground consciousness constitutes them in the same way that atoms constitute material objects. The all-ground consciousness is the essence of these other sense faculties and levels of consciousness.
所以我们的视觉、听觉以及我们的意识全部停滞了。啊，全部消失了以后呢，这个最基本的阿赖耶识它没有消失，它就跟这个物质的原子一样。
So even when our eye consciousness, our ear consciousness, our mind consciousness cease to be, our all-ground consciousness can still remain. And so it serves as, it is the same as atoms that are not destroyed.
然后更重要的啊，我们的意识也是物质的一部分。
And even more importantly, our
我们的今生啊，也就是从佛教的角度来讲，今生也叫物质，因为物质有很多不同的物质，我们现在啊。多数人认为就是这种东西外在的这些东西啊，我们认为是物质。然后呢，精神它不是物质，但是从佛教的角度来讲，精神它也是物质。
So even more important is the fact that our consciousness is also a form of materiality. It is also material in nature.There are many different forms of material things. Materiality has different forms. Many people think that only objects are material, but from a Buddhist point of view, our mind is also material as well.
物质啊，有固体，有液体，有光，有能量啊。有透明的，有不透明的，有各种各样的物质。
In terms of material forms, we have solid forms, liquid forms, light forms, energy forms, transparent forms, opaque forms, many different forms of materiality.
所以我们的这个意识也在这个物质的范围当中。
So our consciousness also belongs to the scope of materiality.
所以我们的意思就是什么呢？当人死了以后，我们的眼耳鼻舌身全部停止了以后，我们的意识也就停止了以后，然后有一个最基本的意识啊，它还没有停止，就像无止不灭的这个道理，它还没有停止。
So, in saying all this, what I am getting at is that when we die and our sense faculties cease to operate, our mental consciousness ceases to operate, etc., our fundamental layer or level of consciousness, the all-ground consciousness, does not cease to exist. It continues. And so it follows the exact same principle as the indestructibility of matter.
那么所谓的死亡就是这个生命啊，这个细微的生命离开了我们的这个肉体而已啊，离开了这个肉体。那但是它不等于没有，它会跟其他的身体会组合的。
So when we talk about death, all or so-called death, what we are referring to is a departure from our physical body of this level of consciousness. But in having done so, this level of consciousness will subsequently assume a new form, a new physical form.
佛教讲它就是一个电脑的硬盘一样，所有的信息都储存在这个当中。
So we can say from a Buddhist perspective that this all-ground consciousness is like a computer's hard disk where all the data is saved.
那我们怎么证明呢？有一个很好的研究就是这个维吉尼亚大学的史蒂文森老教授他花了50年半个世纪的时间，他跟他的团队就是做了大量的这个研究。
So how do we prove this? Well, there was very good research conducted into this by the late Professor Ian Stevenson from the University of Virginia, who conducted research over a long period with his team of assistants.
那么他们在全世界啊收集了很多很多的这个资料，这两年啊就在这个针对美国啊收集很多的这个资料。
So they collected data from all over the world, and in the last 2 years, the research team has been focusing their research efforts in the United States.
这个科学研究虽然目前在西方还不是主流的观点，还没有成为主流的观点。
Even though their research findings haven't yet become or shaped mainstream opinion in American society yet.
但是他跟他的团队啊都是科学家。
Nevertheless, Stevenson and his research team are all scientists.
所以他们非常严谨的啊非常严肃的这个科学的态度去研究这个实事。
So, andThey engaged in the research with a very careful and serious scientific attitude.
那么他的研究的结果是什么呢？就是两岁啊，一岁多一点点的小孩刚刚会说话的时候，然后就是会说他是他的上意识啊，是什么什么国家、什么什么地方的人，他的父亲叫什么，母亲叫。然后他自己的名字叫什么？他讲很多很多的他的这个生活的细节。
In their research, they discovered children of 1 or 2 years of age, that is the age where they were just learning how to speak, who could remember details of their past lives. They could recall.What country they'd come from, what their parents' name were, and other details about their lives.
然后更有意义的啊，他们不仅仅是讲啊，不仅仅是这些小孩讲有这么一个事情啊。然后他的科学家的这个团队啊，到实地去调查的时候呢，那么确实有这样子的事情。
And even more meaningful or convincing than the fact that simply the children were able to talk about their experiences was that when the research team actually went to the places in question to corroborate the stories, they found that these events had actually taken place.
然后还有更有趣的就是这些小孩他不单单就是说他是上一世一个什么其他他有另外一个父母啊，而且因为他们的记忆当中上一世的这个对父母的这个感情啊还没有把它抹掉，上一世带来的这种对上一世的这个父母的感情非常非常的浓厚啊，所以他们一点都不觉得现在的父母是他们的父母亲生父母啊，他们的这个想象当中啊在这个意识的深处他们一直都认为他的父母就是上一世的这个父母。
And what was extremely fascinating was that many children in their memories, as a result of their memory of their past lives, still had a very strong emotional attachment to their.Parents in the past life, such that they still regarded them as their real parents and did not regard their current parents as their real parents. Their emotional bond to their past parents was still so strong.
这个事情啊，佛教里面就2500多年前释迦牟尼佛在世的时候就描述的非常清楚啊，当时。发生过这样子的事情，在释迦牟尼佛的身边发生过这样子的事情。
But actually, this precisely this phenomenon was something that was described very clearly in the Buddhist teachings 2,500 years ago. So a very similar thing or similar phenomenon actually happened in the life of the Buddha.
然后后来就这么长时间2500多年当中佛教的这个历代的那些学者啊，成就者在他们的著作里面呢就找到很多很多关于这方面的啊这些描述。
And in the subsequent 2,500 years of the Buddhist tradition, many enlightened masters in their writings and works have also written about similar situations and phenomena.
然后18年前啊，我也在这个西藏啊。也就遇到过很多这样子的事情，然后也就专门去研究过、调查过这个事情。
And myself personally, 18 years ago, I encountered similar phenomenon in Tibet and personally did conducted research into these cases.
有一个非常非常普通的牧民的家庭，他们有三姐妹。
There was one very ordinary nomadic family who had three sisters.
然后他们的啊，其中一个啊，就是死了以后就投胎到另外一个家庭。
And one of them, after dying, was reincarnated into a different family.
然后另外一个家庭的这个小孩刚刚会说话的时候呢，他就说出啊。她是她们三姐妹当中的一个。
And in this other family, as soon as their little baby was able to speak, she said that she was one of the three sisters.
然后开始的时候呢，他们以为啊，小孩说的话不可靠，没有那么在意。
In the beginning, the family dismissed the baby's talk, thinking that little children's speech is unreliable.
后来他讲的太多太多的细节是非常非常的真实，然后呢，两个家庭啊都不能不关注。
However, because the young child continued to speak about details that were so realistic, both families found themselves not being able to ignore what was being said.
然后他的这个他的另外这个三姐妹当中的另外两个也亲自去见了面。
And the two sisters, two remaining sisters from the other family came to the new family to see the young child.
然后我去调查的时候呢，也就找了这两个啊，他三个姐妹当中的另外两个，那个时候都已经是七十多岁的老太太了。
And when I went to research this case, I went to interview the two older sisters who were by that time elderly women of 60 or 70 years of age.
那么他们两个描述啊，他们当中的一个，他们一个妹妹去世，然后转世，他们后来又见面，他们描述这个过程的时候，两个人都是六七十岁的老太太，泪流满面。
And these two sisters, when they described the story of how their third sister had died and then she'd been reborn again and they'd gone to meet her, the whole time they were explaining this story, their faces, where their eyes were streaming with tears.
同样的事情我后来就是看到这个美国有一个博士也是医学和哲学的双博士他写了一本书。
Subsequently, I read a similar account in a book that was written by an American doctor of both philosophy and medicine.
然后他的这本书的书名叫做 Life After Life.
The name of his book is Life After Life.
啊，生命之后的生命。啊，那么生命之后的生命这本书里面呢，他也就是遇到了很多很多这样子的人。这些人将自己的这个经历的时候呢，多数都是泪流满面的。
And in this book, he describes many people who had very similar experiences. And when they recounted these experiences to him, they too were very emotional and cried.
这本书里面就有150个人的这个经历他研究的非常，他以科学的态度去研究。那么这个不是死了以后的那个，就是濒死经验死亡的边缘上回来的这种人。
So actually, in this book, Life After Life, there are 150 cases that were investigated with a scientific attitude, but these were cases of near-death experiences.
然后斯蒂文森他们的手里就是有2500个这样子的小孩的这个个案。
And the data set that has been collected by Stevenson's research group has 2,500 cases of children who remember past lives.
我很早以前就对他们的这个研究很感兴趣，因为本身佛教里面有这个不说，就是因为18年前我也遇到了很多这样子的人，就是有研究过，有调查过，后来对他们的这个研究的结果很感兴趣。
I became very interested in their research a long time ago. Of course, such things are described in the Buddhist teachings. And I myself, 18 years ago, began researching such phenomena, and then became very interested in the work that they were doing.
所以15年和16年去年前年都有跟他们交流过。
And for this reason, in 2015 and 2016, actually went to have a conversation, to have a discussion with these researchers.
那个斯蒂文森他不在07年的时候就已经去世了，但是他们的这个团队在继续研究。
Professor Stevenson himself wasn't there. He passed away in 2007, but his research group is continuing his research.
然后他们的2500个这个案例当中他们现在就是宣出来了2000个案例。
And of their 2,500 cases, they've selected 2,000.
就是不太可靠的有500多个这个现在他们暂时不用，就现在选了2000个。
So 500 cases that they felt were not completely reliable, they took out, and they're presently using 2,000 cases as their data set.
然后2000个这个数据输入电脑，然后再分析分类这些这个2000个这个小孩的这个个案当中有哪些方面的共通点然后呢这个里面有没有一个自然的规律然后再研究这个事情，就是去年。
And as of last year, they began to analyze this data, so enter it all into their system to see whether or not there are commonalities in the experiences of their various case subjects and whether or not there is a common trend or common patterns throughout them all.
我在西藏这个发现的跟他们的这个研究的这个结果有很多地方是这个非常相同的，这里面完全有一个规律 根本就不是一个小孩胡说八道。
The research that I did in Tibet yielded results that were very similar to those of the Stevenson research group, and indeed suggest a pattern. So suggesting it is certainly not the case that the children are just making things up.
然后这些小孩啊，不仅仅是说，那他们的这种，比如说对上一世的父母的这种感情啊等等，这么一个小孩是根本啊，这么装是装不出来的，根本不可能的。
And it's not just that these young children are able to tell stories or give details about past lives. The emotional bond that they have to their previous parents is very strong, and this is not something that a child that young would be able to fake or pretend.
那么它里面有一个规律，比如说所有的小孩都是小的时候，五六岁的时候记得特别的清楚，然后七八岁了以后呢，逐渐的淡化，然后就记不得，这个几乎是全世界的啊。这个几千世的小孩都是这样的，都是一样的，就一个规律。
And there is a common pattern that emerges from all of these children. It seems that at 5 or 6 years of age, they remember their past lives very clearly, but by the time they reach 7 or 8, their memories gradually fade to a point where they don't remember.
然后全世界的啊，这个小孩就是几千世的这些小孩都有一个共同点，就是比如说他上一世是因为车祸死的啊，那么下一世这个小孩就对汽车的这个恐惧啊，完全是与众不同啊。这样，这是所有的小孩身上都有这个事情。
And another common point or pattern among children who can remember past lives all over the world is that if they died through an event such as a traumatic event such as a car accident, then henceforth in their next life they will have an exceptionally strong fear of cars. So this pattern is something that runs throughout all of the research subjects.
比如说我调查过的一个有好几个案例，有一个案例呢，他上一世是一个修路的工人，修公路的工人。
I also did one case study of a woman who built roads.
是一个修路的一个工人，然后呢，他死的时候就是因为车祸死的。
And when she died, it was on account of a car accident.
然后她转世了以后，就是她小的时候，特别小的时候，就是对这个汽车啊，对汽车特别的啊恐惧。
And then, in her next life, when she was a small child, she had an extremely strong fear of automobiles.
跟其他的小孩完全是不一样。
And in this way was completely different from other young children of her age.
还有一个我调查的这个当中也发现了一个啊，然后这个斯蒂文森他们调查的这个案例当中呢也有很多这样子，比如说啊，上一世他死的时候，比如说他的脑部或者是身体的另外一个地方一个部位受到了这个受伤，然后死了以后啊，投生以后啊，这个小孩的头啊，或者是某一个局部啊，有伤疤啊，这个伤疤不仅仅是看起来是一个伤疤，而且如果用手去摸啊，然后感觉特别痛，这个皮肤跟其他的身体的皮肤不一样啊，有很多这样子的这个事情。
And another pattern that I observed in my own research, and which was also discovered in the research by the Stevenson research group, was that people who in their past life had sustained injuries to a certain part of their body, whether it be their brain or another body part, in their next life, after being reborn, would frequently have scars on corresponding with that body part, so on their head or whatever part of the body it was that was injured. And not only did the scar have the appearance of a scar, but it was also it also hurt to touch. So the skin on that part of the body was entirely different from the skin elsewhere.
我问这个史蒂文森的团队啊，史蒂文森先生，他的一生的这个对这个方面的这个研究方面的最大的遗憾是什么？
And when I went to speak to the research group, I asked them what Stevenson's greatest regret was about his research.
那么他说他的最大的遗憾，他一生当中最大的遗憾，就是因为他的这个研究结果没有被主流科学界关注。
And his greatest regret was that his research findings had not been taken seriously by mainstream science or mainstream scientists.
好，这样子以后呢？从人类历史的角度来讲，从接近三千年到今天啊的这个历史当中，一直都有这个现象。
So from the perspective of human history, we can say that certainly from almost 3,000 years ago up until the present day, this kind of phenomenon has been continuously occurring.
三千年之前的这些这个资料当中也许有，但是我们手里没有这样子的资料。自从有了佛教都已经接近三千了啊，佛的这个佛力有很多种说法，但有些是已经超过了三千，但是比较准确的呢已经接近了三千年了。那么这么长，自从有了佛教的这些书籍以后，我们在这个当中啊，一直都找到很多很多不同的时代的不同的这种这个小孩的记忆。
So going back further than 3,000 years ago, it is possible that similar stories or accounts are recorded in scriptures and texts, but we don't have them available to us. What we can say for sure is that from the beginning of Buddhism, which we can date now to almost 3,000 years ago, although there are different estimations of the age of the Buddhist tradition, we can say approximately 3,000 years. Since this time, there have been many accounts of children remembering their past lives in many different eras. Such memories have been recorded.
从空间啊，或者是从范围的角度来讲，这个地球上除了南极洲以外，其他的所有的这个州啊，都有发生这个事情。啊，史蒂文森的团队都找到南极洲，为什么？因为没有那么多人，所以没有找到这样子的这个案例。
And in terms of the geographical scope of this phenomenon, we can say that every single place in the world, with the exception of Antarctica, has given rise to such things. Obviously, the Stevenson's group, they collected data from every continent. The reason that they didn't find any in Antarctica is because there are not so many people there.
现在啊，毫无疑问，这就是一个实实在在的一个啊，这个生命的现象。
So now we can say that it's without any hesitation that this is a real and concrete phenomenon.
好，既然它就是一个实实这样子的话，我们不能回避啊，不能回避，需要一个客观、公正的态度去揭示这个生命的现象。
So since it is a real and concrete phenomenon, we can't avoid it, and we need to adopt a objective and open approach to explaining it.
有人说啊，这个是个案啊，跟大众没有关系啊，这个就是少数人的事情啊，但也不能这么说。如果少数人有这样子的事情的话，那这个问题可大了啊！少数人为什么？那么少数人死了以后，他的死后的状态是什么呢？那么这样子以后呢？啊，有一系列的问题。主要这个世界其实以人口，一个人身上发生了一个这样子的事情，那么我们的很多的这个观点啊，就不能不改变了。
Some people say, of course, that these cases are in perhaps isolated cases or are a minority. However, with a global population of 7 billion people, with such a phenomenon taking place in the life of even one person, this is something that deserves our attention.
现在啊，这个佛教这么解释呢，我们刚才讲了，我们的生命啊，就是像这个物质的原子一样，它没有停止啊。那么什么是生命？就是阿赖耶识，我们刚才讲过阿赖耶识。
So, back to the Buddhist explanation of it, as we saw, the 你可不可以再说我？忘了
我也忘了
oh. Ah. Oh, now actually I remember now, I think. Yes. So as to our...
我是说现在就是这个我们刚才讲过啊，就是我们的一生命就是阿赖耶识啊，阿赖耶识就是我们的这个生命啊，然后呢阿赖耶识比如说这个物质啊，它的这个最基本的东西是原子，原子没有停止，没有消灭。同样的，我们的精神的最基本的这个东西就是阿赖耶识，所以它没有停止，它从上一世就到了下一世，它没有停止。
So as we saw, our life resides in, or our life resides with our all-ground consciousness. And just as with material things, their basic matter is atoms which do not cease to exist. In just the same way, our all-ground consciousness does not cease to exist either. It passes from one life into the other, into another, from this life into the next, but does not cease.
然后这个阿赖耶我们刚才讲了，佛教就讲它就像电脑的啊这个硬盘一样，所有的上一世的记忆都储存在这个当中啊，就储存在这个当中。然后现在这个阿赖耶识从一个人的身上，然后啊潜移啊移植到另外一个人的身上的时候，那么另外一个人的身上就可以把过那个另外他上一世的人的这些记忆啊，然后这个人就完全可以回忆。
So as we said, the all-ground consciousness is just like a computer's hard drive, where all the memories of a person's life are saved. So if this all-ground consciousness is transferred from the body of one being to the body of another, then it is entirely possible that the being to whom the all-ground consciousness is transferred can remember these details of their past life.
就像我们有两台电脑啊，有一台电脑的硬盘拆下来啊，然后呢我们就装在另外一个电脑，这样子的话，那么另外一个电脑当中可以啊打开啊刚才另外一个电脑的所有的数据，因为它的硬盘已经装在这个电脑上面啊，这完全是一样的道理。
So it's just the same as taking the hard drive out of one computer and inserting it into another. It then becomes possible on the second computer to open up all the data files that were on the previous computer because we have transferred the hard drive. It's exactly the same principle.
所以我们的这个生命是不会不会永恒的停止，所以我们不对死亡不要以这个非常消极或者非常绝望的态度去看。
So because our life continuum will not permanently cease, will not cease, then there is no need for us to adopt a negative or despondent attitude to death.
所以我们的这个生命它是永远都不会停止的。从佛教的角度来讲，最后它提升转化为佛的智慧那个时候呢也没有停止，只是转化而已。
So our life never ceases. Our life force never ceases. It can be refined and transformed into Buddhist wisdom, but this is a transformation of that life force. It's not a ceasing of existence.
所以我们比如说从佛教的角度来讲，比如说我们这一世这一世。我们如果某一个心愿还没有这个达到这样子的话，那么我们可以继续下一世可以继续去努力奋斗。
So from a Buddhist perspective, if in this life there is a wish or an aspiration that we've not been able to achieve, then it is possible for us to continue to work for this wish or aspiration in our subsequent lives.
昨天我们也讲到过，比如说我们全世界的这个机场那么多的飞机就是集中在一个机场。然后停留半个小时一个小时，然后又飞到世界各个的地方，然后他们又在另外一个机场大家都会聚会。
So just as we said last night, there are airports over the world where many airplanes come to land for a period of no more than half an hour or 1 hour, and then they take off again and then meet at another airport somewhere else.
他们又会回到现在的这个机场，他也会回到另外的机场。
And in the future, they will return to the first airport, and they will also return to subsequent airports that they have visited too.
我们人或者其他的生命也是这样子。这一次，我们大家都聚会在一个这样子的一个小小的星球上然后呢50年70年80年过去了以后呢，然后又会飞，又会走到自己走的地方然后又跟另外一个人跟另外一群人或者是生命聚会。
And it's the same with people and animals too. Right now, in this lifetime, we've come together on this small planet, but after 50 or 60 or 80 years, we'll go somewhere else and then come together with another group of beings, whether humans or other kinds.
刚才我们讲过了，因为这个对死亡的这个过度的恐惧呢，就是因为来自于他认为死亡就是生命的结束但不是这样子，所以呢，死亡也没有那么的恐惧可怕。
So as we saw, an attitude of excessive fear derives from the belief that death is the terminus of life.But this is not the case. So in actual fact, death is not nearly this scary or frightening.
然后另外一个呢就是对死亡是无所谓的态度 啊，那这也不对，万一啊，我们走了以后又会投胎啊，投胎，然后呢，我们还存在的话，那么我们的下一个这个生命的旅程会什么样？以什么样的身份啊？会是什么样子？这个有没有什么办法？我们现在去改变我未来的一些不好的东西啊？那么这个也得要思考，这根本就不是一个无所谓的事情。
And then the other attitude again is one of not caring, not being concerned about death. But this too is an incorrect attitude. Because what if after death we are reborn somewhere else and our life does still exist? Then as to the nature of what this next life journey of ours will take, what form it will take place in, what identity we will have, as to the question of whether there is any means at our disposal to exert change over or exert an influence over negative things that may happen in the future. This is something that really deserves our contemplation and is not something that we should dismiss lightly.
比如说这朵花的这个园子啊，那么现在是一朵花的形式出现在我们的眼前啊，然后这个结束了以后呢，它有可能是一颗土豆啊，有可能是一个苹果啊，有可能也有是一朵花啊，都有可能。那么它到底是一个苹果还是一朵花？那么这个是以其他的因素来决定。
And as for this flower, the atoms that make it up presently appear to us in the form of a flower, but when they cease to exist in this form, they may take on the form of a potato or an apple, or they might take on the form of a flower again. But as to whether they take on the form of an apple or a flower, this is something that is determined by other factors.
如果你不希望你是一个土豆，你希望还是一朵花，那你就要奋斗。
If you don't wish to become a potato, but would rather prefer to be a flower, then this is something that you need to work diligently in respect of.
好，今天的我们的这个讲座到此结束。
So this is the end of our teaching tonight.
最后我们大家做个回向。
We are going to end this evening with a dedication of our merit.
Sonam Dei Damja Zangpa Nya Domne Nimbe Janna Bamshe Tirga Nanche Vano Trapa Trapin Zolin Chua Chua Shio Oma Ahon Ban Zangka Trapa Ma Sada Hong Oma Ahon Ban Zangka TrapaOm Bhadra Bhama Sadhu.
谢谢大家，大喜大利。